When you get a new receiver, veteran guy like Santonio, what's the process like of getting him on the same page playbook-wise and just kind of talking to him about?
I mean, he obviously knows how to play football. He's been around a long time, been in a few different systems, and been successful. So it's just a matter of getting him caught up with our verbiage, how we like to do things, the little tweaks that we like, and just kind of getting a rapport with him timing-wise. It just takes time, though.
What's he look like so far?
Well, he looks really good. He's explosive. I think he'd probably be honest, he's a little bit rusty. He's been out of football, but getting in and out of cuts, catches the ball well, extremely explosive, fast. He's exciting. We just got to get him caught up with everything right now. It's hard coming in where we at our offensively and just kind of throwing him in the mix.
Is 2 weeks
we'll find out. I think it is. I mean, play receiver. We might have to help him along in the huddle and just make sure he knows what he's doing. But we got enough veteran guys. We can get him to where he needs to be.
You get a dry run Friday against a pretty conference secondary. What are you eager to test against that group?
They're really good up front. They show you a lot of different looks. The back end is as good as there is in football. Earl Thomas is all over the field. Obviously, Richard Sherman's really good. It's going to be a test. We'll see if Cam Chancellor plays or not. With or without him, they're challenging.
Did you watch the Super Bowl last year?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that game got out of hand in a hurry, so it's catch up from play one. So it's tough to really get a feel for kind of what they do. I mean, it's 21-0, I think, at some point, and they're playing prevent. It's second quarter.
What do you want to see from this offense that you haven't seen already?
We'll bring the noise. That's going to be something different for us. And traveling, have to deal with those two things. But in the noise, the loudest stadium in the league, that'd be a good challenge for us, just to get the playoff, go through if we have checks, if we've got alerts, and kind of go through the process of our silent count and dealing with that. I don't know. I mean, they're probably going to be doing some stuff that they wouldn't be doing normally in a season. Same with us. We're going to be running some plays that, we're just trying to get ran and see how they feel. So it'll be good. Just kind of going through the process more so than actually trying to beat their defense right now. I mean, we're going to put a good game plan together. But, if we run some plays that we don't exactly love, then so be it.
The offensive line settled in last year. Any concern with Jordan missing time, and obviously not going to play.
Yeah, we'd love to have him back. I think Ola's done a fabulous job of fitting in there. Getting Kyle back, I think, really helped solidify that right side a little bit even more. But Ola's came in there and mixed it up well with that first group. I thought he's done a good job the last two games he's been in there. He's set the edge. He's been good at run games. So, like I said, we'd love to get Jordan back, but if not, I think he's doing a really fabulous job right now.
Jake, Tavis thrown out the number 68% in terms of a goal for you, coach percentage-wise. When you hear that, what do you think he's trying to get to in terms of sort of the growth in decision-making and
it's the first I've heard of it, actually. So, I mean, we want to complete balls. I don't think we've really hammered down a number yet. We want to complete every ball. And I think at this point in the offense, knowing where everyone's checkdowns are and getting to the progression as quickly as possible, that's kind of our goal.
Is there a challenge there in sort of identifying risk versus calculated gamble and kind of ongoing?
That's always any quarterback will tell you that's always a challenge of knowing when to fit one in there, when to find the check down. I think as you get older, you stop fighting zones as much as zone coverage as much as taking shots at during man coverage.
Have you never played at that season?
I have.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just did a quick little look through.
When was it? My first year here, my second year here, something like that.
What's it like? You said it's loudest in the league. Was there a moment you remember from there? Looking
the whole game. Yeah. So it's five. By far, it's the loudest stadium I'll play. Chiefs can get loud, but this one, whether how it's designed. I mean, the fans are obviously very smart. They know when to get loud. It's extremely loud.
For some of the younger guys, just what does that do for them when they get this kind of experience in the preseason playing a team like that?
It's rough. It's rough as a younger guy to go into a stadium like that and know at times it's going to be hard to hear in the huddle. Third preseason game, I'm sure that not only will the team be amped up, but the fans know it's the closest to a regular season game they're going to get. So it's going to be a good experience for them to travel that far and play against defending champs, an extremely well-coached, very talented team.
Jay, you watched any other preseason games at all? Quarterbacks?
Here and there. Do you have somebody in particular you want to talk about?
Johnny Football?
Yeah.
Watch his performance last night?
I watched the first two series, and that was his first two series, and that was it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to come?
Can you tell enough on TV when a quarterback is struggling or when a quarterback gets it, what they're actually about? There are so many complex defenses.
I don't really worry about the defenses. I mean, I don't know the offense. I don't know what they're doing offensively. I don't know where the mic points are. I don't know, who's supposed to block who, what his progression is. So it's hard to tell. It's tough for young guys, I think, nowadays, because you're expected to come in and play immediately and play well. And it's extremely hard, especially with some of these guys get drafted really early. You're going to be on a team that wasn't as good the year before, so it's hard to make that drastic turn to a really a poor team to a really good team if they're drafting that high. So as a quarterback coming in as a young guy, it's a tough scenario. It's a really tough scenario for him.
Jay, the running game and limited opportunities, questions the first couple of games. Do you have a role? Is there anything you can do in helping the running game get off a little bit more this week?
I mean, I help point the mics and hand it off. We're gonna. I don't think it's a concern for us right now. We'll get it going when we extremely need it. We have an emphasis of getting Matt the ball, whether it's running or passing. He's a huge part of this offense. So, offensive line, we'll figure it out. Chrome will get it worked out for us.
Jay, Eric Williams has been here for a couple of years. Were you surprised to see him let go?
It's a tough cut. Very well liked in the locker room, well respected. I know the coaching staff liked him, but at the end of the day, everyone understands we've got to do what's best for this team. And I thought it was a good thing of letting him go at this time, so maybe he can get on with another team and get a chance to make somebody else's roster.
I think getting San Antonio tells you that this team is willing to get any weapon that you need, every weapon that you need to get all the way this year.
I think it's a good sign that we'll take some chances on some guys, and we'll bring some guys in because we know we've got a strong veteran group here and some guys that will help young guys or veteran guys along. I know that just knowing Phil, and I'm sure he did his background on San Antonio and talked to us numerous times and talked to his agent and was very sure when he brought him in here of what kind of player and person he was getting.
How are your interactions with Chrome different now that he's taken on an expanded role?
He's more involved in the passing game. He's given his two cents and sitting in more of our meetings and just trying to be more involved, which is good. It's always good to have another perspective, another set of eyes on what we do as quarterbacks. So it's been helpful for not only him but for us as well.
How much different is his perspective than Trestman?
Trust is always very cognizant of the line and timing and getting the ball off. If we can't protect it, we're probably not going to run it. So they're like-minded in that. Trust, I think Chrome has a different perspective because he was in New Orleans for so long and has seen some of this stuff we've done and knows what worked there and maybe what might work here for us.
Jay, you seem more at ease, for lack of a better term, with us this year. Feels more comfortable. Is that true? And if so, why do you think that is?
Yeah, I guess it might be true. I mean, anytime you're in an offense and have the same group of guys around you, it's going to be more comfortable. It is for me anyway. I like the group of guys that we have in the locker room, understand what we're doing offensively, and it's early. It's still preseason with you guys.